News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The videos of Bill and Hillary Clinton's testimony about their ties to the disgraced paedophile Jeffrey Epstein has been released. And of course, the big focus was on what it was that Bill Clinton was going to say, because where Hillary was able to say that she had no relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, Bill was not in a similar position. Here's just a snippet of the questioning the former president received.
Mr. President, did you ever think that all these women around Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell was odd, unusual, weird, or creepy?
There weren't all that many around when I was there.
How many would you say is all not all that many?
I think on this big plane that was working long hours, having 2 to 4 people on there, I thought was, as far as I knew, they were all helping.
Flight attendants in tank tops and jeans, right?
No.
Well, for more on what was discussed, we're joined by Gina London, former CNN correspondent. Gina, this would, of course, have been the focus of a lot of US and international media had it not been for the attack on Iran. What is it that we missed?
Yeah, well, needless to say, the testimony that you're referring to on the videos, the deposition was on Friday up in New York with Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. And then, of course, the attack on Iran was the very next day. But there's about 4.5 hours from Bill Clinton, and then another 4.5 hours from Hillary Clinton that news outlets are now, reporters are now pouring through, that the Republican-led House Oversight Committee released yesterday. And in addition to that clip that you saw, there's also an important clip from the president, former president, where he's talking about how he's here to talk and answer questions because, in his words, no one is above the law, including any president. So that's a direct call to have the Oversight Committee, which they still haven't done, call the person who's been named the most in the Epstein files, which is Donald Trump. Clinton also did say there's been a photo that's been going around a lot about with him in a pool somewhere with Ghislaine Maxwell, and then a redacted face of a young woman also in that pool. And in that video testimony, he did say that he thought that photo was taken probably in Brunei, and that he doesn't know who the redacted woman in the picture is. And he did, again, as you heard already, talk about how he didn't see any crimes committed. He didn't have any prior knowledge, according to him, of any of Epstein's crimes before that, and that he didn't, the committee members, when they came out afterwards on Friday, also said, didn't indicate that there was anything that he said that incriminated himself in this. But of course, there's hours of video footage. So I know that people will be looking through this stuff with a fine tooth comb to see if there's anything that he did say. And we'll have to wait and see if the committee will ultimately depose President Trump.
And I see President Trump being relatively positive towards Bill Clinton, sympathizing with him having been deposed.
Well, sure. That was one of the first things he said, that he feels sorry for him, that he likes him, and now he's making it sound, you know, he shouldn't have been, I feel bad that he's being deposed. Yeah, because he wants to put himself distance from the whole concept of it. But it's interesting, if you can depose the spouse of the former president who never even met him, why not depose the spouse of the president who did meet Epstein a bunch of times, include that means Melania Trump. So the question still remains, will they ultimately depose so many of the people that are in the Epstein files? It's hard to imagine they will, because of course the headlines now are dominated by what's going on in Iran and the Middle East as it continues its retaliatory strikes.
Gina, thank you very much. This is Gina London, former CNN correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.